Well, I'm delighted to say that the director of Tall as the Baobab Tree is joining us, Jeremy Teicher. Jeremy, can you give us a little synopsis about the film?
Yeah, the film is called Tall as the Baobab Tree, and it's playing in the Dare section at the BFI Film Festival. And it's a narrative feature filmed in a rural African village, and the story, which is based on real life, is about a teenage girl who makes a secret plan to thwart the arranged marriage of her little sister.
And it's set in Senegal. Am I right in thinking that you spent some time there and that's where the inspiration for the story came about?
Yeah, I went to this small village when I was a university student. I was 19 and I was working with a nonprofit company. And I met this group of teenagers who were the first kids from their family to ever go to school. And they had all these stories about what it was like being the first people to ever leave their village, you know, and get educations. And there's a lot of very interesting tensions and conflicts that arose from that. So over the course of several years, the students and I grew close and we eventually decided to make this movie together.
So, yeah, it's a film about forced marriage, but not only the forced marriage of the main character's sister, but also this sort of strange coming together of an ancient African culture with a new sort of Africa that's rapidly developing. Did you want to tell the personal story first and use the sort of social change as a backdrop, or the other way around?
Yeah, the plot does revolve around a forced marriage, and there are some great characters. I mean, but at its deepest level, the film is, it's about social change. So, you know, when you go to the theater and watch this movie, you're really watching a study in the transformation of this village and how people are handling it. The film focuses, it's not only about the girls who are fighting this marriage, but you also see the parents and the village elders and just how everybody is reacting to the inevitable forward motion of cultural change. You know, the village doesn't really have a choice but to assimilate into the modern world. So it's very much a cultural study, and it captures this moment in time, this crossroads when ancient traditions have to figure out how to fit into the world and just how everybody is dealing with it. And it's so in this film, it's so real because we filmed it in the actual village where I first traveled, and the actors are all local villagers. They'd never seen a movie camera before, and they are playing roles that are very close to their real lives. And I worked a lot with them on improvisation, and we wrote the film together. So the movie very much blends fiction with reality, and it's a very real and very challenging experience because you're seeing people's lives like just changing.
Yeah, and I have to say it achieves that really well. When you were looking for these actors, did you cold cast a lot of these villages and then pick the ones you wanted, or did you sort of do an open casting thing?
Well, by the time we were ready to shoot the film, I had been working in the village for a couple of years. So I first went there in college when I was 19, and I was 22 when we started doing the film. And I had done a documentary in the village before then. So I knew a lot of these people very well. So, for instance, the main character, I knew who she was going to be. And then the rest of the roles were suggested by actually the girl who plays the main character. She helped me build the cast. And we did some auditioning, but for the most part, I pretty much listened to her. And we just pulled from the local people. Like, everyone is, if you look at the credits at the end of the film, you see a lot of last names are the same.
Yeah. And I imagine it must have been quite tricky for you because not only is it, I don't know if you're a French speaker, but there's tribal languages as well involved. I mean, how did you find it directing people speaking three different languages?
Yeah, that was the fun part. Like, I do speak French pretty well. And a lot of the actors did speak French. Anyone who had been to school spoke French. But we performed the film in a language called Pular, which is a colloquial West African language. It's spoken throughout West Africa in different dialects. And so I wanted the film to be as true to real life as possible. And this is the language they speak in the village. So that's what it's performed in. So what we would do is have a